Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Burt Breer on Early Edition last night. There was no setback with Christian Gonzalez.
That's huge news.
That is big news, and it flies in the face of something Mike Giardi said on this radio station on WEEI Afternoons a couple of weeks ago. And I have a theory on maybe why that is, but we can circle back to it. The other thing he did there was invoke the contract, I think. When he says, are we doing the right thing here when you have a young player who's about to become very wealthy? What else are we talking about other than the contract, which Vrabel brought up oddly out of the blue 8 weeks ago or whatever it is, and we thought it was weird at the time.
Yeah.
That was before Gonzalez had a injury, and now he still isn't back despite practicing, meaning back on the game field, despite practicing in limited capacity all last week. And Breer hints at something that, Keith, you and I have been talking about now for a while. If he's not back by Carolina, the team is telling you. Not, oh, it was a bad report by Jordan Schultz, which maybe, that said he'd be back week one. The team told you they thought he'd be back for Carolina, otherwise they would have put him on IR. I'm surprised I haven't heard more people say that. I think those are pretty easy dots to connect. He went there as well. So if he's not back for this game, that is definitive proof. The team thought he would be back by now, and he is slow playing it, if you didn't already believe that.
And also, two words or phrases he used there, he said there's no ill will, but there is frustration. And you're like, all right, well, how quickly does frustration turn into ill will?
Who do you think's frustrated with who?
Vrabel's got to be frustrated with Gonzalez,
do you think,
for starters.
Do you think Gonzalez is frustrated at all? They're like pushing him or anything like that. You think that's a level of frustration?
Yeah,
as well?
Maybe like, and this is complete speculation, but like maybe something with the medical staff, right? Like just be, you know, we've seen that play out with other teams and with other players. And so you wonder, did he think they were pushing it too hard or whatever else? But like, that's a pretty big difference. Like if there's a setback, that clarifies a lot of things because a lot of people thought, all right, he gets hurt, he's going to be out, let's call it 4 weeks. And that's even being on the side of caution, 4 weeks. Well, what are we sneaking up on now? 8? Now, I know he practiced last week, so it's not, you can't no longer say, hey, he hasn't practiced since he went down. All right, he's had 3 limited practices since then. And no matter what the team says, we know they thought he'd be back sooner.
Correct.
Because like Burt Breer said, like we've brought up many times, he would have been on IR. You would have had an extra roster spot. And then Vrabel wouldn't have to ask questions about it every week or answer questions every week. And like we'd move on with our lives and then we'd hope he'd be there week 5 for Buffalo. But this dragging out process means the communication has been pretty poor.
I can't believe we're still here.
Yeah.
Like I can't believe we're still at this point. And Breer says there was no setback. So I'm now starting to wonder because I don't think Giardi's a bomb tosser and making stuff up. Giardi said there was a setback around Minnesota.
Yeah.
Okay. So now I'm starting to wonder if, and Breer said he did more digging on this. So what happened? Gonzo's camp around Minnesota is like, yeah, he had a setback. It's not going to be week one. And the team's like, he didn't have a setback? Is that how we get one report over here, another report over there? One of them could also be wrong. Could be as simple as that. Maybe Breer's wrong. Maybe Giardi's wrong.
Yeah, no, but you could see, and like those guys I would trust. Like they've been doing it a long time.
Does Gonzalez's camp put out, you know what?
Setback.
There was he's not soft and he's not holding out.
No, it makes
there
him
was
look
a setback.
Better.
Yep. And the team's like, look, we were going to go along with that and hold our nose on it for a while. But if you're not back by Carolina, we're going to let you know. And we're going to put you on blast. There was no setback. This is the player holding in, taking his time, being soft, whatever.
Yeah, no, I definitely see how both these stories could come out because there's two different angles of this. I think if there truly was a setback, it does sort of say, all right, hey, the guy is working his way back, and maybe he pushed it too hard, now he's out. And that would get everybody kind of back on Gonzalez's side. Yeah. And you're looking forward to it. We even brought it up last week when he was practicing. If he plays 13 or 14 games this year and plays like we think that he can, we're not going to be talking about, oh, remember those games that he missed? Like, we're living in it right now, so it's a huge story. But if he goes out and has a great season, it's a different story. But if he keeps dragging this out, and if the relationship slash communication between the two sides is already off to this bumpy start, like, right, Mike Vrabel just got here. Mike Vrabel's coached for three games. His best player, by all accounts, hasn't played in any of the games, and there's, like, questions about whether it's contract-related, which is also crazy because he can't even sign a contract extension until next year at this time. So if it is a contract thing, and you think it is more so than I do, but if it is...
Does Breer bring it up, the contract, change your mind on that at all or no?
Well, I don't know if he's doing that because of what Vrabel even said. Like, Vrabel saying that is why we even circle back to it at all. But if it is, it's like the dumbest thing ever. It's the dumbest thing for Gonzalez and his agent for coming up with this scheme. Now, you've brought this up before, and you're right. Agents have done dumb things. They've had bad advice before.
Players are dumb. Players have dumb agents.
100%.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But he has... missed 17 games in his career. He's played in 20. So, like...
not a great ratio.
No, and, like, when he's out there, nice. I like him. He's good. But are you going to make him the highest-paid player in, like, franchise history, and you're not even sure if you can rely on him?
And look, it makes sense that Vrabel will be getting more and more frustrated.
Yeah.
When you're...
Alex Austin, watching him play?
Yeah, right, that.
Yeah.
When you're 0-0, it's like, all right, Gonzalez is whatever. We'll probably win these games, easy schedule. Now you're 1-2, and your defense is coming under fire.
And you're staring down the barrel of the Carolina Panthers.
And you're, meaning Vrabel, you're getting criticism now that, like, you can't get guys ready to go. And I think it's all valid.
Yeah, your defense isn't very good.
Your defense is underachieving. Mm-hmm. Why does it suck? And he's like, well, I don't know, guys. Maybe if my best player wasn't so soft, he'd be out on the field. So yeah. I could see that playing out, which, by the way, good theory on Gonzalez being frustrated with the doctor. What did he say again when he was asked about what happened with his injury?
Did you experience any setbacks along the route?
Yeah. So I ain't speaking on that.
What?
He ain't speaking on that. It's not a yes or no.
Why wouldn't you speak on it? If you had a setback, you go, yeah, I tweaked something. I was pushing a little too hard coming back. Pretty easy. Or if you didn't have a setback, no, I didn't have a setback. Why wouldn't you speak on it? Now, he did warn everybody before, in fairness to him, before that interview got going, he warned everybody, guys, we're not going to speak about it. Why?
I don't know.
Why would we all want to know what happened? It would behoove you, if something happened, to tell us, unless there's like a push and pull between Gonzalez and the team, and the team said, don't get in any details on it. Come out
not
here.
Not really too worried about the injury, and not really going to answer no questions on that.
Not going to really answer no questions on that.
Huh.
Tough stuff. Does he play this week?
I'm not sure.
It's hard to say.
I mean, okay. My real answer is I'm not sure, and I don't know how anybody could be sure.
I say yes. Well, no, it's again. I don't know for sure either.
You're now to yes.
I'll say yes because it'll be six practices.
Look, I thought he was going to play last week.
Jordan Schultz told us he was going to play week one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, my real answer is I don't know, but if you're practicing for six straight practices, you should get your ass out there.
It doesn't mean you have to play 100% of the snaps either.
No.
So,
or who knows? Maybe he goes out there for a snap and has a setback.
Oh, boy.
Maybe that's what we're in store for. Yeah. Oh, you guys need me against Carolina? I'll start. I'm ready to go. Oh, whoops. I was covering Tet McMillan there on that first play. My hamstring's barking at me again. You guys put me out. You guys did this to me.
Sauce Gardner last year played 15 games.
That's a good number.
So he's already played less games. There's no way he can play as many games as Sauce did last year. And I know there were some people questioning. And he also didn't play week 18. So of the first 16 games,
he
played 15 of them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There were questions about his effort and like his tackling and things like that, but he at least was on the field for 15 games.
Yeah, if there's hesitancy to not put bad tape out there because you think that'll hurt you on the open market, that's about the only theory I could subscribe to. And I'm with you, Keith. That wouldn't be the advice I'd give to Gonzalez.
No.
But I don't know. Maybe he's got somebody giving him bad advice. That happens all the time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.